Church of Santo Domingo, the Bible on stone. It is difficult to prove its origin, but it has been historically said that at the beginning of the 12th century, a modest Romanesque church was erected in this place, from which only the tower is conserved, honoring Santo Tomé. At the end of that century, the temple was deeply renovated, enlarging the naves and building the monumental facade we can admire today, possibly under the patronage of Alfonso VIII and his wife, Leonor of Plantagenet. In 1556 was founded, together with this building, a Dominican monastery which, due to the lack of money to build a known chapel, agreed to use the Santo Tomé parish. This would imply that it would lately be renamed as Santo Domingo. Nowadays, it is the base of the Order of St. Clair, and it was declared Site of Cultural Interest in 2000. The temple has Latin cross floor plan, with three naves, crossing a bit to the middle due to the enlargement, and pentagonal apse. The oldest part corresponds to the north wall and the tower from the beginning of the 12th century. At the end of this century, the facade and the rest of the naves were erected. Both laterals are covered by barrel vaults, whose traverse reeves are supported on measurements with Barbarian faces, and host the two 17th century chapels of the Santo Cristo and of the Rosario, which, together with the chancel, contrast with the rest of the Romanesque ambience for being Renaissance style. The central nave is lighted up by the big rose window, bearing glazing from 1917, while laterals keep a little light coming from the two small windows with round arc. The temple stands out because of its splendid facade, for many, one of the best portals of the Spanish Romanesque, of French influence, Our Lady of Poitiers, what explains the participation of Queen Leonor on the enlargement and renewal of the church on the second half of the 12th century. It has the shape of a triangular pediment crowned by a fleur-de-lis cross, with a big rose window and rows of blind arcades on the laterals, distributed on two superposed stages. The portal, known as the Bible on stone, had the role of illustrating the illiterate faithful of the medieval ages the holy story. On the tympanum, there appears sitting Christ with a child, four angels carrying the evangelist symbols, the prophet Isaiah and Virgin Mary. The capitals of the entrance gems are decorated with biblical scenes of the Genesis and of Christ's life. The richness of its archivolts turns it into one of the most praised of the Spanish Romanesque. The first one represents the 24 elderly musicians of the Apocalypse. The second one, the Massacre of the Innocents. The third one, scenes of the Virgin's life, Christ's birth and childhood. And the fourth one, the Passion, Death and Resurrection of Christ.